はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Sachiko here. Lower intermediate lesson, borrowing a book.
夏子さんは図書館によく行きますか？
前はよく行ったんですけど、
はい、
最近は近所にないので行ってません。
近所にないんですか？ You have no library in the neighborhood?
Maybe there is one, but I couldn't find out.
Well, when you did go to the library, what kind of things did you borrow?
Well, anything. I like to read books.
My new apartment is actually right near a library, and it's great.
いいですね。
雑誌をいつも借りてます。
あ、
雑誌。真面目な本はあんまり読まないんですけど。
でも、いいアイディアですよね。雑誌は一回読んだら、もうね、
本当に二度との読まないですもんね。
取っておくものじゃないですもんね。
Exactly. So today's dialogue is between a student and a librarian.And apparently, the book that the student is looking for is not in stock. Let's tune in to find out what happens.
貸し出しをお願いします。
現在、7冊お借りになってますね。学部生の方は7冊までしか貸し出しできないんです。
そうですか。
もしかしたら、中野区に同じ本が在庫かもしれないので、調べてみます。ちょっとお待ちください。湘南の図書館にあるようですが、お取り寄せしますか？
はい、お願いします。
では、あちらの黄色のホームに必要事項を記入してください。問題なければ、明日の夕方くらいには届くと思います。
わかりました。ありがとうございます。
次は、英語が入ります。
貸し出しをお願いします。
I'd like to check out this book.
現在、7冊お借りになってますね。学部生の方は7冊までしか貸し出しできないんです。
You currently have 7 books on loan from this library. You can only check out up to 7 at a time.
そうですか。
Oh, is that so?
もしかしたら中野区に同じ本が在庫かもしれないので調べてみます。ちょっとお待ちください。
Wait, we have the same book in the Nakano ward. Let me look it up. Can you wait a while?
湘南の図書館にあるようですが、お取り寄せしますか？
We have that book in our Shonen branch. Do you want me to bring it here?
はい、お願いします。
Yes, please.
では、あちらの黄色のホームに必要事項を記入してください。問題なければ、明日の夕方くらいには届くと思います。
Well, please fill out this yellow form. If there are no problems, we should get it by tomorrow evening.
わかりました。ありがとうございます。
Okay, thank you very much.
夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか？
親切ですね。取り寄せてくれるんですか？
ねえ、I didn't know that they do that for you.
And this librarian actually said they're bringing a book all the way from 湘南。
Which is really far away. It's like close to the ocean, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Shinjuku is like central Tokyo. So
yes.
that's a good, what, 2 hours by train?
Maybe.
So this is like a book delivery. And it's going to be there by tomorrow evening.
Very convenient.
じゃあ、一つ目の単語をお願いします。
貸し出し。
Lending.
貸し出し。貸し出し。
Now, this is the noun.
Yes.
What's the original verb for to lend?
貸し出す。
Where does this appear in our dialogue today?
Actually, it appears in the first line, right? 貸し出しをお願いします。
So, it's literally translated as...Lending books, please.
Yes.
Or please take care of it. And the second time it appears,
貸し出しできないんです。
You cannot lend out. So, 貸し出し。What do you call a book that is currently lent out and is not available in the library?
貸し出し中。
And you would see this mark at video rentals too, wouldn't
right.
you?
Right.
Yeah, has a little red mark.
Mm-hmm.
It says 貸し出し中。
貸し出し
中。Next vocabulary, please.
在庫。
In stock.
在庫。在庫。
Now this word is a little bit new to me as well. I'm more familiar with the word 在庫.
Oh yes, that means inventory, stock.
So how is 在庫 different from 在庫?
Zaika means it's in the shelves.
Okay.
It's in the shelf. It's in the bookshelf. Or right. It's in video shelf.
Oh, so inventory, zaiko, mm-hmm. inventory would pertain to products that are in the back end, in the storage room or the yes. warehouse. But mm-hmm. zaika is the one that's actually on the shelf.
Yes.
Ready to be taken out.
I think you use this word exclusively for books.
It's a library terminology.
I think so. Maybe you can use it for video rentals as well, but I usually hear this only in library.
Okay. Well, we can try that out. Next time I go to video rentals, I can say, Zaika arimasu ka? And if they look at me blankly, it'll be clear that it's the wrong vocabulary. Okay, the next vocabulary, please.
図書館
Library.
図書館図書館
Now let's break down this word a little bit. The first two letters, 図書 mm-hmm. What does that mean or what kind of image does that have?
Well, it's obviously books.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the first kanji means drawings and charts.
Right, illustration.
Yes, diagram.
I see.
So this word is also used for maps. Not only books with full of text,
right.
but also some pictures or materials.
Right. And the second kanji?
Sho. That's the kanji for books.
Right. And documents.
Yes, documents.
Written things.
Mm-hmm.
And the last kanji, kan. What does that stand for?
That stands for building. Usually large building.
Can we use that with any other vocabulary? What about...
体育館.
Gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
体育 means to nurture the body.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe 美術館.
Art museum.
Mm-hmm.
Or art gallery.
Yes.
So literally 美術, art, 館, building.
Mm-hmm.
What about movie theater?
映画館.
The next vocabulary, please.
取り寄せ.
To get something delivered, yes. especially delivered for you because you've placed an order.
取り寄せ. 取り寄せ.
Now that was a long translation, excuse me, but there's no particular English word for this, is there?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So let's think of some examples. In this dialogue, it was a person trying to get something from the library and they didn't have it. So the library staff 取り寄せた.
湘南の図書館にあるようですが、 お取り寄せしますか?
So they're asking, we have it at the library in Shonan. Would you like us to make a special delivery for you? Or 取り寄せる is to get or obtain for mm-hmm. you on
yes.
your behalf. Now, what's another situation we can think of?
有名店のケーキをお取り寄せする。
Get a cake specially delivered from a famous store.
お取り寄せ is, I think it's kind of a hot topic. It means special delivery, but, you know, some special foods or products that is not in the store near,
right.
nearby. But in these days, you know, you can order them online or internet and you can make it delivered to
right.
your house.
So it's a special delivery of anything that's not readily available in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The next vocabulary, please.
必要事項
Necessary information.
必要事項必要事項
Now this consists of two words. What are they?
必要
is necessary.
事項
Information, maybe?
Yes,
or
matters.
Categories? Matters, yeah. So in the dialogue it appears as?
あちらの黄色のフォームに必要事項を記入してください。
Please fill in the necessary information in that yellow form over there. Now, when they say 必要事項, what kind of information do they usually ask for?
I think personal information,
yeah.
like your name, address, mm-hmm. or some kind of reasons for application.
That's true. So it's personal information plus, and depending on the case,
oh,
they
yes.
might ask you why do you need this, when do you need it by, mm-hmm. etc. How many copies do you need?
Yes.
And the last vocabulary, please.
記入する.
Fill out.
記入する. 記入する.
Now this comes up a lot. It used to be just on paper.
Yes.
Filling out information on a paper, but now we do it online.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah. So would we use this verb, filling out an online application?
I think you can use it, but maybe it would be more popular. 入力する.
入力する is input data.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Anything to do with the computer is usually 入力する.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go on to today's grammar point. We have a lot to cover.
Oh.
But they're very useful, so hang in there. The first grammar point is もしかしたら. Now, how would you explain that?
Maybe.
And we have a lot of phrases that are similar to this, such as
もしかすると. That's almost the same, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the meaning is roughly the same.
Mm-hmm. Or ひょっとしたら.
Which is a little bit more colloquial, do you think?
I think
casual,
so.
Casual, maybe?
Uh-huh.
So, for example, if you're about to be late to a get-together, you mm-hmm. could say
もしかしたら約束の時間に遅れるかもしれません.
I might be late for our get-together. That sounds very formal, very
yes.
polite.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just replace もしかしたら with もしかすると in this sentence. And it would become
もしかすると約束の時間に遅れるかもしれません.
So let's look at the latter half of this sentence. かもしれない. Literally translated, that would be there is a possibility or there might be a possibility.
Yes.
So together, もしかしたら何々かもしれません.
Yes, that's a set. Kind of a set.
So if we look at the sample sentences again,
もしかしたら約束の時間に遅れるかもしれない.
So かもしれない. Before that, you have a verb.
Mm-hmm.
約束の時間に遅れる. That's the action that may or may not happen. You're
yes.
not sure.
Mm-hmm. And もしかしたら and かもしれない. So it's the possibility.
Right.
But I think the possibility is a little bit low.
So when you actually call someone and tell them, oh, もしかしたら約束の時間に遅れるかもしれません, it's not definitely going to happen.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, you're just letting them know that there's a possibility that this might happen, so
yes.
don't be shocked, don't be angry, let me off the hook.
yes, it's like just in case
right,
kind of nuance.
Right. The Japanese people are very, very punctual, so they're very sensitive about being late.
Well, maybe that depends on
the person.
The person. もしかしたら遅れるかもしれない.
I might be late, or
yes.
there's a possibility I might be late.
Mm-hmm.
There's another phrase, which is 多分何々だろう.
多分遅れるだろう.
Ah. Now, in this case, the possibilities are higher or lower than the previous sentence?
Higher.
So, I probably will be late.
Yes. It's more like perhaps.
So it's much closer to actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not to confuse you even more, but I just want to point out something that you should not do. 多分何々かもしれない will not work. Not
no,
a combination.
Those two doesn't come together.
Right.
多分遅れるかもしれない. Well, maybe people tend to say
that. Say that colloquially?
Yes.
Technically incorrect.
Right.
Right, grammatically. So again, the two sentence structures are
もしかしたら 遅れるかもしれない.
And the second one is
多分遅れるだろう.
And the one with a higher possibility is
多分だろう.
Right. And it can be used for any kind of situation.
Yes.
If something came up at the last minute, definitely use these sentences. So if you thought it was probably going to rain tomorrow with a high possibility, what would you say?
明日は多分雨が降るでしょう.
If you thought it's going to be sunny tomorrow,
明日は多分晴れるでしょう.
That's something that we hear in the weather forecast a lot.
Mm-hmm. 明日は多分雨でしょう.
So if you hear that on TV, it means that there's probably a 70-80% possibility that it's going to rain.
I guess so.
Would you say? What if the possibility was lower? What would they say?
もしかしたら明日は雨が降るかもしれません.
So maybe with a slight possibility, it might rain tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be about, what, 20-30% possibility maybe?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, Japanese weather forecasts are really big with numbers. They always have a number on it.
Yes.
Percentage.
The percentage. Yeah.
And they're not always correct, but mm-hmm. I just found it interesting.
Yeah, right.
So now that we've covered how to borrow books at the library, let's all go out and do it.
Yes.
みんなで図書館で本を借りましょう.
日本語の本を借りて勉強してください.
はい、頑張りましょう. じゃあまた来週.
それじゃあまたね。
貸し出しをお願いします。現在7冊お借りになってますね。学部生の方は7冊までしか貸し出しできないんです。そうですか。もしかしたら中野区に同じ本が在庫かもしれないので調べてみます。ちょっとお待ちください。 湘南の図書館にあるようですが、お取り寄せしますか？はい、お願いします。では、あちらの黄色のホームに必要事項を記入してください。問題なければ、
明日の夕方くらいには届くと思います。
わかりました。ありがとうございます。